Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Friday. Just a quick note for the grown-ups. Today's episode talks about how holidays can be hard for some families. We're going to acknowledge loss and grief, which is an important conversation to have. I've done my best to frame it appropriately for all ages, but if you'd like to preview it first, please do. Okay, let's kick things off by checking some listener mail. Remember, if you'd like to send something in, have your adult check the show notes for details. You just might hear your voice on a future podcast.
Hi, I'm Julia. I live in Orlando, Florida. 4 years old, and I hope everyone gets presents, even me and BB.
Hi, my name is Emmeline. I live in my hometown, and I'm almost 10 years old. My favorite part of Christmas is seeing that everyone comes together, and like there's so many lights, and there's so many like fun things to do, and like there's just like you feel like so happy in Christmas. I'm thankful for my mom, my dad, and my brother and sister because they're the ones who, when I come home, they're the people that actually understand me and love me. Even if I do anything bad, they still love me and they're never gonna leave me. Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye.
My name is Ellie.
And how old are you, Ellie?
3.
3 years old. And what is your favorite part of Christmas?
Santa.
Santa? Yeah. That's your favorite part?
Yeah.
Have you gotten to meet Santa?
No.
Not yet, but you hope to?
No.
Yeah. What is Christmas really about?
Santa.
Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Charlie. I'm 7 years old and I'm about to turn 8. I love spending time with my family. I hope that Santa eats all our cookies and I hope the reindeer eats the carrots that we put out so we can actually see if the reindeers actually eat the carrots. It would be pretty cool.
And Merry Christmas to all of you who's hearing this.
That's so great. Hearing your stories always fills me with joy. It reminds me that there are families all over listening to this podcast together, so keep them coming. Okay, so this morning's episode may be a little bit different than you were expecting. We've been talking about joy all week. Yesterday, we had the fun of the Christmas market, and here in Grace Harbor, it's the first day of Christmas break. For a lot of us, we're riding high on excitement. But this isn't true for everyone. For some people, Christmas can be a time when they feel sad. That's usually because they're missing someone. Throughout our lives, we have the excitement of new relationships, like new friends, new neighbors, a new baby brother or sister, or even a new pet. But there are also times when relationships end. Sometimes a friend or neighbor moves to a new school or a new town. Sometimes people get in a big argument and stop being friends. And sometimes people or pets die. And that is really sad. When we love someone and we don't really get to see them anymore, we miss them. And it's pretty common to miss them even more around special times, like their birthday or, well, Christmas. Christmas can be especially tough when everyone else seems to be happy and excited and you're feeling sad. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't be happy and excited. We totally can. But it does mean that there might be people in our life who could use a little extra love and support. If there's someone you know who's feeling sad at Christmas, it's important to tell them that it's okay to feel that way. And if you and your family are having a tough time this year, I want to be the one to tell you that it's okay. It's also important for you to hear that no matter how you're feeling, Christmas is for you. And the things we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, hope, peace, and joy, they're for you too. Christmas is about celebrating the birth of Jesus, but Jesus didn't just come so that we could have parties. Part of why Jesus came was so that people who are feeling sad could find comfort. Can you think of a time when you were sad and someone made you feel better? Take a few moments and share with each other who it was and what they did to help you feel better. It doesn't need to be anything super big. Maybe there was a time where you were just feeling bummed and someone in your family gave you a big warm hug. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. Thank you for doing that. Sharing about sad times isn't easy, but I hope you heard stories about how much it means to have the love and support of others when we're feeling sad. This weekend actually includes a special day that's focused on supporting those who are having a tough time this Christmas. The date this Sunday is December 21st, and in the top half of the globe, it's known as the winter solstice. It's when the top half is tilted the furthest away from the sun, which means Sunday night into Monday is the longest night of the year. Some churches do a special worship service around then. It might be called a longest night service or a blue Christmas service. It's a chance to name that we're sad and ask God to be with us and comfort us. If this sounds like something that would be meaningful for your family, you might be able to find a church in your area doing a similar service. And even if you're not feeling sad this Christmas, you can still go as a way of being with and supporting those who are feeling sad. Okay, I know this morning has been kind of heavy, but it's important to talk about things like this. And like we said earlier, you can still go out and have fun and feel all the excitement of either the last day of school or the first day of Christmas break. In fact, tonight, we're going to finish out the week by talking about how we can all be full of joy, no matter how we're feeling. Okay, let's close in prayer. Instead of me making it up, I want to share with you a short prayer that comes from one of those longest night services. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, please hold us close in your embrace. Be near to us this night until the light returns and morning comes. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Friday, and I'll talk to you tonight.